Hi, Cowboy T here again, San Francisco liberal with a gun. We just got through taking apart a Lee Pro 1000 Progressive Press into its component parts. You can see the press here. It's all apart. I'll set this down. And you can see the various parts that we have in here. See all those? All those little parts? That, all these, with the exception of this, came off of this shell plate holder assembly here. See all that gunk? Isn't that ugly? Well, we're going to clean things now. To do that, we have our toothbrush and our solvent. Our solvent is none other than good old WD-40. Yeah, I know. Some people say, don't use WD-40 on a gun. Well, first off, this isn't a gun. And second, it's a great cleaning solvent. It's not a lubricant, it's a solvent. It's a great cleaning solvent and a water displacer. Works great for cleaning stuff like this. Now, here we go. This is that primer feed arm. Remember that? We're going to pull it out. Just slides right out just like that. There it is. I'm going to put that in there. And you see down in here, there's our primer ram with the spring on it. We're going to pull it out. And if you get a close-up of this, I'm going to set this down to facilitate that. You'll see it's got these little grains of powder on it. Ew, yuck. We don't want that. And look at this shell plate assembly. Shell plate holder assembly. Look at all that. Yuck, we don't want that. Oh, hey, look, there's another spring. That's for holding a little ball that locks this guy in place. Where's the little ball? There's a little ball. Okay, here's a little ball. Rests right in that spring. Boop! We're going to clean that too. Boop! Dump! There's the spring. See? Just like that. So, time to clean. Let's get to it. Oh, how filthy. Just knowing it wasn't feeding primers. Clean, 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 clean. You want to give this a good scrub with a toothbrush. Obviously, I'll never use this on my mouth. You want to scrub this whole shell plate holder assembly here. Okay? You want to scrub it here. You want to scrub it here. You want to scrub it down in there. You want to scrub it really, really well. You want this thing to be clean. It's like this. Oh, that's so much better. Look at that. See? Still wet, but you can see it's far cleaner. This is what you want to do to all these parts. Okay? I'm going to do this too. Oh, this pops open so you can scrub down in there with a toothbrush. You want to get this very clean. By the way, we're going to wash this with soap and water to get the WD-40 off of it. Why? So that there's nothing left in there to bind up on a primer. Scrub-a-dub-dub. Oh, hey, this popped right off. Actually, that's not a bad deal that it popped off. That was the ratchet that just popped off. See? Here's the ratchet. There's the ratchet. Okay, now scrub the ratchet. By the way, if you think all this is a burden, I remind you, you clean your gun, don't you? Well, what makes you think you don't need to clean your press every now and again, too? This press needed cleaning after about 3,500 rounds. I'd say that's not bad. This is the primer arm, or the primer ram. Get that good and clean. The shell plate holder, or excuse me, the shell plate. This is the top that you saw before. This is the bottom. Ugh. Scrub-a-dub-dub. We want this clean. And yes, we will wipe all these down. We're just getting them clean at this point in time. The thing into which the shell plate screws. Oh, that's so much better. And this is our case sensor. Our piece that puts that forwards each case into the shell plate. The under plate that holds this whole thing together. The ratchet screw, the ratchet gear, excuse me. Scrub this well. And we're just going to do this with the other parts here. Nice and clean. Okay? All these little parts. Okay. All nice and clean. We're going to dry these off, wash them with soap and water as well after this, and in our next segment, we're going to start putting it all back together. We'll see you then.
San Francisco liberal with a gun.